look at this. Just look at this. Enough to make a horse sick. I told Hector right along what was happening.
So, what's the matter?
Oh, look. Look at this corn Senator Gazette here.
Nothing but a picture of Senator Barnes near as I can see.
Yes.
They've been printing his picture ever since he hit town.
Yes, but look at what it says under it. Read it.
Best toes at meetings.
Yes.
Yep. I bet his toes ain't any better than anybody else.
No, it don't say nothing about his toes. It says bestows, bestow. That means to give. Let me have that paper and I'll read it to you. Let's look at this.
Well, take it. I don't want it in the first place.
It says here, bestows at meeting $4,000 statue.
How's that?
Statue.
No, it ain't me. It's Senator Buns.
Oh, I know it's Senator Buns. It says he's giving a $4,000 statue. And listen to what else it says. Senator Sidney Buns, to whose generosity we are to receive rare work of art, and to whom we will long owe a debt of gratitude.
Oh, a what?
Debt of gratitude.
Well, what's gratitude?
No, sakes alive. Don't you know what gratitude is? Looky here. Supposing I see a poor homeless yaller dog that's got a tin can tied to its tail and...
You mean Senator Bunn tied a tin can to the dog's tail?
No, Senator Bunn didn't tie no can to a dog's tail.
Who did?
How do I know who did? It ain't real dog know-how. All I'm trying to do is...
Is it a real can?
No, it ain't a real can neither. I'm just...
What are you worrying about it for?
I ain't worrying about it.
Seems like you are.
Well, it's just an imaginary dog, and I'm trying to tell you what gratitude is. Now, suppose I run after the dog and...
You'd look dead darn funny running after imaginary dog. People think he's crazy.
Oh, that ain't the idea. Now, keep your trap shut, will you, and let me learn you something. I run after the dog and take the can off of his tail, and that dog licks my hand. Now, why does he do that?
Maybe it needs washing.
No, I mean, what does he lick my hand with?
With his tongue.
No, you don't get it yet, Deb. Listen, when the dog licks my hand, what would you call it?
I'd call it dad darn pest.
No, you wouldn't. You'd call it gratitude. Gratitude. And that's what the Gazette says we owe Senator Buns.
Well, what if we do? The other dog won't cost much.
Oh, now, Ed, you're getting all mixed up again. The whole idea is this. It says here we ought to be thankful to Senator Bunn for giving us that $4,000 statue. But it don't say a dad darn word about Hector.
Well, how do you mean?
Hector put up half of that $4,000, didn't he?
Yeah.
Why ain't his picture in the paper? Why don't they give him some credit? They let Senator Bunn hog it all.
Well, it's his own dad darn fault.
Who's?
Hector's.
Oh, yes, but it's a shame the way they roped him into this. And on top of that, it's going to be a statue of the senator. A statue of the senator, and Hector's paying half of it.
That was Mrs. Pinkley's idea, having the statue of Sidney Bunn.
Yes. I suppose we oughtn't to talk about our customers, but I forgot. I met Hortense Schultenheim over at the post office, and she gave me a list of some things she wants us to send up right away.
Oh, dagnabbit, always wanting... Somebody wanted to buy something. I wish we'd never got in this business anyway.
Yes, well, now, just never mind. You go ahead and read me the list here, and I'll fix up the order. Now, what's the fuss?
Two heads of lettuce.
Yeah, wait a second, Jim.
Two heads of lettuce.
Yeah. These two heads look pretty good. Now, what's next?
A 1,000 dressing.
Yes, just a minute.
Yes, looks like we're all out. Ain't got any stock yet.
Now, tell you what to do. You go out and see if you can get some for her.
Well, why don't you go and let me fix up the rest of the order?
I'll fix up the order myself. Now, go ahead. See if you can find some 1,000 salad dressing around town.
Yeah, but what'll I get it in?
Oh, land of Goshen. You get it in jars. Jars! Now, go ahead. 1,000 dressing.
Yeah, I am going
in. Seems like the minute we run out of something, coming through to one. Now, let's see here. Cauliflower and tomatoes. Well, we got them anyhow, I reckon. And,
did that sculptor ever show
up? You know, I was sort of hoping you'd drop in. You seen the Corn Center Gazette?
Yes. What about it?
Yeah, I hope you noticed they had a picture of Senator Bunn and a lot of stuff about him giving a $4,000 statue and not a dad darn word about you. I told you he was out to slick you, anyhow.
Oh, shoot, shoot. A man like Tenderbun wouldn't slicker me.
Yeah.
I'll get some credit out of that statue. You just wait and see if I don't.
Yes, you will.
Sure.
What makes you think Senator Bun will ever give you any credit now that he's got your money?
Because he will. I'm an excellent judge of human nature, Mr. Winterbottom. And
Senator Bun, human nature. You make me laugh, Hector.
All right. Go ahead and laugh and see if I care.
Yeah.
But I'll show you how good I can size up a man. One night I was sitting in my little one-room apartment, and a stranger walked right in. And the minute I saw that stranger, the minute I laid eyes on him, I knew he was a sailor.
How'd you know he was a sailor?
Yeah, that's what I say, a sailor. And
but
so
I say, how'd you tell he was a sailor?
Because he had on a sailor suit.
Yes, but that
you know what he wanted me to do, Mr. Winterbottom?
No.
You know what he wanted me to do?
I don't.
Hunt buried treasure. Yes, sir. He had a map of a treasure island. Well, that night he slept in my cellar. And the next morning...
What, in your cellar? I thought you said you lived in a one-room apartment.
Yeah, sure, I did. That's what... Well, what's that got to do with it?
A one-room apartment ain't got no cellar.
Oh, gee whiz. That's right, ain't it?
Certainly is.
Well, I meant salt cellar.
What?
Yes, that's it. Salt cellar.
What's the matter with you, Hector? How could he sleep in a salt cellar?
Because he was an old salt. And the next day we started out to find the treasure island. We rented.
You mean
small...
one of these here South Sea islands like Hawaii?
What was that?
Hawaii.
Oh, don't mention it. Dad
ding it. I said, Hawaii.
Oh, gosh, I'm swell. And drop in and see us sometime.
I'm talking about the Treasure Island. Was it in the South Seas?
Oh, yeah, sure. It was in the South Seas. You bet your boots. I say it was. So we rented a rowboat. And I navigated by the sailor's called. Well, pretty soon we came in sight of the island.
What? Wait a minute here. You're way ahead of me. You mean the sailor sculled all the way to the South Seas?
Yes. You see, he was a gentleman and a scholar. Mm-hmm. And as we came in sight of the island, we were surrounded by canoes. Thousands and thousands of natives paddled out to our boat and climbed aboard. In fact, several of them fell into my lap. They were that thick. Yes, sir. Fell right into my lap.
What was they, Hector? South Sea Islanders?
No, Laplanders.
Now, wait a second, Hector.
And listen. There were great, big, husky fellows, too. Some of them weighed 200 and 300 pounds. And one of them was a butcher. He was the biggest of them all.
A butcher, huh? Well, what did he weigh?
Meat.
No, I mean, how much did he weigh?
Oh, about half what you paid for.
Yes, but how big was he? How big?
Oh, he was a great big fellow, Mr. Winterbottom. He was so big that when he stood up in his canoe, it turned turtle.
Turned turtle, huh?
Yes, sir, turned turtle. We caught the turtle and made turtle soup. And say it was the finest turtle soup I ever tasted. I had three bowls of it.
Wait a minute. Tell me about these here natives. What did the butcher do when he got into your boat?
Oh, he just squatted on his hams. But you should have tasted that soup. The sailor was eating a big bowl of it and almost swallowed a needle.
Almost swallowed the needle?
Yes.
You mean the needle was in the soup?
Yes, but it was a typographical error. It should have been noodle. So the next morning, we tied our boat to a wave and went ashore. Well, we went on the island.
You say you tied your boat to a wave?
Yes. Tied our boat to a wave and went ashore.
You darn fool. You can't tie a boat to a wave because the wave would be gone the next minute.
Yes, but this was a permanent wave. And when we got ashore, we found the only way we could get into the island was through a small, rocky orifice. As an exceedingly small orifice in the rocks. So we sat down and waited until 9 o'clock.
What did you wait until 9 o'clock for?
Because the orifice didn't open up until 9 o'clock. And then we discovered that to get to the interior of the island, we would need horses and wagons. So I caught some wild horses, hitched them up, and started to drive across.
Now, wait a minute, Hector. Just a second here. Drove wild horses. Why, you never drove a horse in your life.
Is that so?
Yes.
Is that so? Well, just let me tell you something, Mr. Winterbottom. I drove a team of horses for years. I never had one complaint from a passenger. Not one complaint. Well, when we got across the first time.
How do you mean you never had a complaint from a passenger? What did you drive? A stagecoach?
No, a hearse.
Now you get right along here, Hector Smith. I ain't gonna stand for no more of your cousin.